is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 2.5 hours. Raheel joins us at 9 right here on ESPN 97.5. I would imagine we're going to talk about something other than the Osuna thing today, hopefully. How about a win? Let's talk about a win. Let's talk about the Astros, and let's talk about Josh Reddick coming up big for a club.
Woo.
You didn't, that's a very weak woo. Woo. No. Woo. That deserves a
woo.
Woo.
Woo. Woo.
There's Jeff Luno. Woo. You think Jeff Luno is wooing today? This is the second straight trade deadline. Wooing? Yeah. Is he wooing? This is the second straight trade deadline that Jeff Luno has had a huge, huge impact on this organization, mm-hmm. possibly negatively. I was thinking, when you listen to Justin Verlander yesterday,
yeah.
that soundbite, the humana, 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 it was very, I think he's put this locker room in a very difficult position. Mm-hmm. Much like last year, a couple of guys spoke out. Keuchel, disappointed Dallas. That's where we came up with disappointed Dallas. And Reddick, they both spoke out about not getting any help. Mm-hmm. Now, they can't say that this year, but the help at what cost? And it's going to be interesting to hear Lance McCullers' response to this, because he was the one that tweeted, hey, you don't have to see video. Okay, this is horrible. Just because there's no video, we can't say that this, you know, that we can't just prosecute the guys that we see the video. So we got even the guys that you don't have video of. So this is going to be an interesting time in this Astros locker room and how they will respond to this, because that tight-knit locker room, I know they've been going through some struggles lately. It's still, you know, those guys all like each other. Those guys. And here's the thing about it, though, that is probably a saving grace, is that apparently Roberto Osuna was very well liked in his locker room.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a cool thing. The bad thing is the whole, you know, hitting the girl thing. That's a bad thing.
Well, yeah, that's a very bad thing. It was, you know, my wife really wants to talk about this a lot. Why, you know, she just says, why would they do that? Why would they bring a guy who is a domestic abuser? Why would they say zero tolerance? Why would, there was a lot of questions, she really wanted to know, why would, if they've got a locker room full of good guys, why would they bring, I said, well, and I tried to answer it, you know, diplomatically, like, well, that's one of the reasons they would bring this guy in is because they have a good locker room and they feel like they can handle the, you know, and they can help, you know, he can get help with them. But she's, wait a minute, they brought him in so that their guys could help him. I was like, no, that's not really what I'm saying.
They have a strong enough locker room to handle it.
And her whole thing is, why do they need to handle a guy who is a domestic abuser?
Right.
And that, I didn't really have any good, I don't really have any good answers. I really don't. I mean,
the good answer is that he's a really good closer, and that's what you needed.
Yeah, no, and I told her,
that's,
I said,
the only
this
answer.
Is a baseball. This is a baseball move, and they believe that, you know, the stuff is you know, this stuff is behind them and all. And she just, none of this made sense to her. Like, wait a minute, they're doing it because they think he's good, so they're willing to, because they think he's good, they're willing to take on a domestic abuser. And I said, Yeah. And I said, they may have some information. Maybe they have information that it wasn't as substantial as the fine. I don't know. I mean, I said, we don't have details. We don't. Maybe the Astros went and found them, but they're not in police reports like they are in this country. And, you know, she just went round and round with me. But when you really, somebody who's not, you know, in sports or watching the Astros full time, when I started trying to answer questions that she was asking, I realized the average fan is just going to look at this and say, so you took on a guy who has one of the longest suspensions in league history for domestic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, then how did they come up with their suspension? I said, I don't know. They must have had enough details that they decided to levy that. She said, so they had enough details that it was that long a suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Astros still say that's who they want to bring in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, so I can already see where it's going. You know, that's the average person.
Right. Well, right. And it's a female.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, and one of the reasons that the Astros are doing as well as they are is because they brought in average fans and they brought in females. They brought in, it doesn't matter, race, color, creed, it doesn't matter. This team brought a whole city together, especially after Harvey, and did all of those things. And now they've done something that can definitely hurt. And I wonder which one of these that you fall into, because this is what I'm writing about this week. You fall somewhere into these scenarios. What happened to innocent until proven guilty? He hasn't been convicted of anything.
Yep.
Number two, this is what big market teams do. They try to win no matter what. Number three, I love the Astros, but I can't root for them anymore.
That's what my sports map article is. My whole thing is.
Yeah. Or number four, I'm torn. I hate that they did this, but I'm still going to root for the team.
I think that's accurate. I do think that people are going to fall into those.
Yeah,
we've already seen it on Twitter.
Which one do you fall into?
I've seen it on Twitter. Read them again, so I can.
What happened to innocent until proven guilty? He hasn't been convicted of anything. This is what big market teams do. They try to win no matter what. I love the Astros, but I can't root for them anymore. I'm torn. I hate that they did this, but I'm still going to root for them.
Probably last one. I think most people probably would be the last.
Dell. You don't. And then there's one more. I hate baseball. I don't give a rat's ass.
It's literally.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if this could be the end of baseball as we know it, I'd be great. I imagine I was thinking about this on the way in.
All he talked about was Tony Sipp and Tony Kemp.
Yeah, they were great.
Sipp and Kemp.
And no one acknowledged them.
Now he wants to end baseball.
But if I had to make a choice, because if I loved the team and this happened, it'd be. The only way I could think of it is, like if you're a college football fan and your team is on its way to firing the coach, and anytime you think any positives you think will happen, you think it's going to keep the coach, even though you know it's going in the wrong direction, you're like, okay, we won, but we had to win with this guy. That's how I would feel.
Oh, this is not Al Golden.
I'm not trying.
This is not Al. Go back to Al Golden.
Pretty much. I'm trying. He ruined years of my adult life. What I'm trying to figure out is how I can kind of compare it, and that's how it would be. It's great that we won, but why did this guy have to help us do it?
That is a thing now. While there were no buts last year, there's one giant but.
Mm-hmm.
I had to root for a guy that I didn't want to root for. And that's a shame because there wasn't a guy last year on the team. Even Giles. I mean, we didn't really see Ken Giles come out. We saw the true Ken Giles, I think, this year. But we really didn't see that kid Ken Giles last year. And Ken Giles, I can't put him in Roberto Osuna's category because he just punches himself in the face and tells F-U to the manager. But, you know, there wasn't a guy last year that you said, well, I really don't like that guy. And there is a guy this year that you and we don't know Roberto Osuna. I guess if we knew him, we might like him. I don't know Roberto Osuna, but you certainly can't. There's no way to like what he did.
Here's the reality. The reality is that if you're taking a pragmatic look at this, the idea of innocent until proven guilty has faded long ago.
Yeah.
Especially in this era of
Twitter. But we saw it yesterday. We saw it yesterday on Twitter. A bunch of guys. Hey, wait a minute. Whoa, guys. Hey, just been charged. Nobody's guilty.
You know what I feel bad about? I feel like those guys are saying it because they want the Astros to be good.
Yeah. And that's fine.
Not because that they're taking a stand for, a stand for the judicial system and what we should stand for. And that's probably on me for thinking that they believe that way. You know, there's two things you don't want to be known as: racist and domestic abuser. And teams will snatch away any innocent until proven guilty or child molester. I mean, any of those.
No.
But racist is in there too. You would rather cut bait with anybody like that who you haven't seen the thing all the way through because you just don't want to have anything to do with any of that.
Right.
Any of that. So innocent until proven guilty is irrelevant. You'll get put on a Twitter trial, and that will be that. And now companies and businesses and executives are so afraid of Twitter, of viral memes and hashtags.
Look at the Newcomb just last week. The two baseball, Newcomb and who was the other guy?
Right. Newcomb and Turner.
And Turner. Look at him. Oh, my God. How stupid. Look at, we haven't cut bait with Dell, and he's a racist son of a bitch. Right.
Well, that's what the lady said.
That's documented.
That's what one caller said.
It is
documented that the lady
documented
said that.
That someone did say it, but there is no actual proof.
No, there's proof. There's
like
proof.
What?
If that lady said it, there's no question.
But to my,
what was her name?
Imelda.
Probably Ruth.
Imelda.
So, but to my point though is on this one, because I've really been grappling with this. If I want to stay true, my whole thing is I want to be consistent in everything. Because if you're consistent, you know, I don't get caught being inconsistent very often, because I stand by what I believe in and what I think. I mean, things can change with your thought process, or there can be some outliers. But you need to be consistent, or it opens you up to agendas. My thing with this, though, John, is that I can't get away from the 75-game suspension. Even if you take it and you say, well, that's a pitcher suspension. Well, let's take it all the way down to 25-game suspension for an everyday player. That is so substantial. That is a big, big deal, and there had to be something there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, something is there, and the Astros, and there were other closers available. There were other closers available during the process. Something is there with this guy. You had a team that didn't have to fade all, you know, this kind of thing. It was the most likable team out there in Major League Baseball. People were Astros fans all over the place. It didn't have to be in this particular area. However, he is technically innocent until proven guilty. And the case is still being adjudicated. Well, it's to be decided at least. And that is true. That is true. We don't have. What people say is, why are we passing judgment on him so harshly when it hasn't? But I think Major League Baseball's penalty is what helped everyone to push judgment on him. We don't have video. We don't even have details. But I see people on Twitter like, this is the most callous thing that the Astros and...
Well, here's... here's the thing,
I'm
though.
Assuming...
Well, here's the thing,
the
though.
Worst.
Here's the thing, though. This is going to come out. He's not a free agent until 21.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of this is going to come out in trial. Pictures. I saw the lawyer yesterday on Channel 13, and she said, you know, we don't have to plead until the trial starts. It's not like America where you plead right away, innocent or guilty. You don't have to plead, and none of the evidence comes out publicly until the trial. The problem with this is all that evidence is going to come out, and allegedly there are pictures, and every time the Astros name is going to be attached to this. And it wasn't an Astros problem. This was a Blue Jays problem. This wasn't an Astros problem. Mm-hmm. And now it's an Astro problem. And every time that any piece of evidence, and it's going to be national, and ESPN, and everybody is going to be doing this, and it's going to be Astro closer, Roberto Osuna. When it could have been, quite frankly, it probably would have been just former closer. What quite possibly could have been that, because I think the Blue Jays were just going to cut. It looked like they were just going to cut him. But here, that's a problem. That's a problem that the Astros' name is going to be attached to this when it didn't have to be. 713 ESPN 97.5. It's time to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. My man John Clay Wolf is ready and willing and able to buy your car. Very able. Hey, man, this dude must be loaded, because he just buys cars every day. It's what he does every single day. And he buys hundreds and hundreds of cars every month. And maybe even thousands of cars. It's a stupid number how many cars this dude buys. And he gives you the best price. That's why. When you can get the best price, why would you take less from anyone else? Why would you take less money from someone else and sell your car that way? Well, because the dealership is going to give me a deal. The dealership is going to give you a deal on that car anyway. The new car that you're buying, you're going to get at a price. Pretend to them that you're going to sell them your vehicle. You've got you're already loaded for bear with how much John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVIN.com is going to give you for the car. They give you less at the dealership, and you go, okay, well, how much are you going to give me for that? Okay, well, guess what? I'm selling my car to John Clay Wolf, but I want that price for that car because that's what it costs. Bing, 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 you win. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Houston is all systems go.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That ball get deep and staying the other way.
Josh Reddick deep to right field. All the way back. Gamble looking up. Gone! Josh Reddick, a two-run home run, giving the Astros a three-run lead. It is now a 5-2 game. Reddick hits his 11th of the year.
Didn't really need it. Had Hector Rondon. Which is another, that's another thing is, I don't know if Hector Rondon, and a lot of people have been saying, you know, why are we dismissing Rondon with the way that he's pitched this year, how well he's been throwing? Why are we dismissing? And he could well be. And it's all fun. It's so funny. It's always, are you worth it? The reason Colin Kaepernick isn't playing, isn't on a team, is are you worth it? The reason that they got rid of Julio Lugo right away after, you know, he had his domestic violence, are you worth it? And there are guys that you put up with stuff and, you know, then you say, well, he's worth it. It's worth T.O., all the crap that he put his teammates through. He's worth it. Of course, he wasn't worth it because they had to get rid of him at a couple different places. But are you worth it? And I'm not so sure. Now, Roberto Osuna is really, really good, but I'm not so sure that Hector Rondon relinquishes that closer role. Rondon's been really good. I don't know in the postseason whether or not he is going to be all that. I mean, this gives you, obviously, you want to be as deep as you possibly can. You got Ryan Pressly coming in. You got some help coming. You got the help is coming.
Cavalry.
The cavalry's on its way.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. I mean, if you erase all the, for a second, let's talk about Osuna, the baseball player. You now add Pressly, Osuna, to Rondon, to McHugh. You now, Will Harris is.
Who else? Dell?
Sipper. Left-hand specialist.
Oh, we call him the Sipper? Is that what we call him?
Put some respect on his name.
I did. That's a Miloy. That's a Miloy.
No.
Or Sippy. He'd probably call him Sippy.
Just
Sippy.
Call him Tony, the Astros bullpen savior.
Oh, Sippy.
Oh. See, I don't think Milo would know Tony Sipp's name. He'd be like that guy.
No, you know, he wouldn't know him. He'd call him Sippy.
I don't know.
He put a Y at the end of his name, and that'd be it.
Sipp doesn't fit the Sippy moniker.
I don't know. No. He would be a Sippy.
I don't know if Milo would give him a nickname.
He would. He would have.
Why are you saying that?
I feel like Milo was at
Milo the... loved all the people.
Oh, he would.
Sure he did. He didn't love anyone from what I can tell from the story.
Well, he certainly didn't love 1560. No, he didn't love us. That's for sure. No, help is on the way. There's no question about that. But at what cost? Are you worth it?
And Harris, my brother says, Harris or Devo, who's out? Will Harris.
Harris is out.
Will Harris. Yeah, and hopefully Joe Smith is out forever. Yeah. I don't want. Why do they keep doing this to people? You know who I don't want to see anymore? You know who feels like old Astros? Like, these Astros. When I see J.D. Davis, Tyler White, Joe Smith, I'm like, that's like 2007 Astros where guys would be on a team that you say, why are they here?
Stop. Stop saying that about guys. Guess what? The whole HEB crew is out now. Okay.
Yeah, the HEB curse is real. J.J. Watt's career is basically over, it feels like. We'll see. Hopefully this is... although, believe it or not, He is the co-favorite for Defensive Player of the Year in Las Vegas odds.
No way.
Swear on Bible. I saw it just yesterday. J.J. Watt, you can probably look around at different places online.
Who else? Von Miller or Khalil Mack?
Khalil Mack is behind him. Joey Bosa, J.J. Watt was plus 550. Joey Bosa's plus 500. He overtook Watt.
Really?
Yeah. J.J. Watt, I think Clowney's got a better chance than Watt on that defense.
Absolutely take Clowney over J.J.
But to stay with this, though, it's Watt, all three guys who are water skiing.
Yeah.
Welcome to the shortest cooking show ever. Yeah, yes, sure. Hi. Scott's going to tell us how to make some salmon. Well, you're going to take the salmon, you preheat them. Ow! 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 I just burned my hand off! All right, Springer's out. What about you, Correa? Oh, you just turned too fast with a knife. I just got stabbed in the liver. I'm out with a liver injury. How about you, Jose? I don't know, but I'm getting scared. What is happening? What is happening? What? Ow! Ow! Jose hurt his knee! I just stepped wrong. Why do you have a giant hole right here in your yard? Oh, we're all hurt. JJ, are you? My back! My back, Brock. Oh, I'm dumb. I'm too dumb to play quarterback.
I don't think that's HEB thing.
Well,
HEB didn't do that to him.
I just got super dumb.
No.
Oh, well.
Scott dumps down the commercials a little bit.
Who else? Is there anyone else?
No. Vince?
Vince never was.
No,
Vince.
I just got fat.
Wait, Vince was never on HEB, was he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wilfork. No, Wilfork
was wearing overalls.
Yeah, he was unscathed. He's just at the end of his career. We're talking about guys in their primes who are being felled by Scott McClellan.
Oh, my God. We can't do that.
I don't think we can do that.
Hold on. Hashtag HEB curse.
I think you should stop.
I think you ought to
watch yourself.
Culture Map might be saying, hey, stop talking about this.
Hold on a second. It doesn't stop me from shopping there.
No,
I just was there yesterday, despite the curse.
I refuse to go since.
No,
I'm not a finely tuned athlete enough to get hurt there.
No.
So I was there yesterday.
No, we can take Scott stabbing us.
Or, yeah, HEB's not going to hurt you if you don't play for baseball. Yeah, right.
If you're not an athlete,
I did a show with a guy who had very debilitating cursing abilities.
Yeah.
Matt Thomas could curse people. He didn't like the fact that I got put on him, but everyone who listened to the show, and I think there were times he got really, frankly, very upset that everyone on Twitter blamed him for everything that ever happened. Mm-hmm. However, whenever he did stuff and tried to claim that he was, you know, when he had people on for interviews, they would lose entire seasons.
We know all about the Matt Thomas curse. We heard it at every show.
Remember?
It was every show you guys did.
Thank you guys for listening.
I mean, all you have to do is tune in at 7:05 and talk about it.
It was the Matt Thomas curse show.
Then I could tune out and
remember that show every day.
Remember that show?
It was a true thing.
Let's get Jeff in here and let's talk about Roberto Osuna. ¿Qué pasó, Jeff?
Hey, guys. I really love that. I forget who brought up the college football analogy, because if you're a Baylor fan, you're an OU fan, you're an SEC fan, or really any high quality college football fan, you need to shut up because you're a big hypocrite. Because every high quality football team, whether it's OSU, Florida, has domestic violence abusers, felonious drug conviction, you know, recruits. All this and that. So you really got to check yourself if you're a fan of a college team that has those recruits, yet you're complaining hardcore about what the Astros did. In my opinion, slightly hypocritical. Mm. So if you're a Bama fan, Baylor fan, stop talking, first off.
That is kind of true.
Now.
That is 100% true. One thing that I thought felt a little bit disingenuous was – but you don't know until you know someone's. But if you are also, I don't care what these athletes do. If you're the guy, and there's plenty of people that I dealt with yesterday who said, I'm just there to watch the baseball. I don't care who they are or what they do. That's what I'm about, is what do you do on the baseball field? I'm not making personal valuations or judgments. You have no right then to get upset about kneeling or protest during the national anthem. If all you care about is just the sport and how they play football and nothing else matters to you, then be consistent and only care about what goes on the field. Don't care about any ancillary topics. Don't say, I don't care how this player, I don't care if he beat anyone or did anything. I just care about him as a baseball player. Then all you need to worry about is how guys are playing football too. Don't have an opinion on one thing and then act like the other thing doesn't matter.
If Osuna was an American, and for whatever reason, he one of the few, maybe the second guy, baseball guy, to take a stance against the anthem and kneeled, would he be an Astro?
Osuna?
If he was an American, let's say he was born an American.
And he was a kneeler.
Ooh. Would he be an Astro?
A baseball kneeler? I don't even know how to.
There's been one guy.
The A's had a baseball kneeler. And their catcher was a kneeler.
Yeah, and he and his story ended didn't end well. He got arrested for something.
That's what. Yeah. Did you see what happens?
Yeah, he did something.
Go ahead, kneel. See what happens.
I think it was a rightful arrest.
Would he be an Astro?
Would a kneeling baseball player be an Astro?
No, probably not. Probably not because there's so few. It would bring so much attention.
He didn't get much attention though. The A's.
Yeah, he wasn't a star player. He was just a random.
No, he was, but it doesn't matter. He was a kneeler.
I know what you're saying, but he wasn't a prominent member of their team.
I don't. You're asking me to guess. I would guess no because that brings so much heat. I mean, and it's the same thing in baseball. No one wants to. But the point is a fair point. If you say NFL teams say we don't want this heat. Okay, we don't want this. National anthem. Mm-hmm. We don't want any of this. You guys need to not kneel because it's pissing our fan base off. But you have teams drafting players who have domestic violence stuff in their background.
Mm-hmm.
Like Joe Mixon.
Joe
Mixon is not like the Bengals care about anything, but Joe Mixon
Frank
is there.
Frank Clark.
Does that not upset your fan base?
Jalen Mills, Frank Clark, Joe Mixon.
And here's the reality. The anthem thing and kneeling for the anthem will upset more people than a woman getting knocked out by a red hook.
That's true. Joe Mixon can work, but Colin Kaepernick can't.
And you know what? I'm not trying to pass judgment on anyone who's upset by the kneeling during the national anthem or any of that stuff. I'm not passing judgment on anybody who feels one way about that issue or another. But what I'm saying is it feels strange that issue makes people more upset than guys getting drafted who punch women.
Mm. Yeah,
that's like crazy to me.
I'm not even suggesting that. There can't
good
be
job,
both.
Del.
That people.
Del, good job coming up with that.
Well, thank you, Lance. That people. I do this for a living.
That's his job.
I do that for a living. I'm not saying that people can't be upset about both, but
yeah, you can.
But obviously. I feel like the bigger reaction comes from the anthem. They'll probably hear more, and the Astros will probably think to themselves, "We might be able to fade the domestic violence guy. There ain't no way." We can fade a guy who
because baseball doesn't. Well, one of the things is baseball. We don't want that heat. We don't want NFL heat. Okay, we don't need that. We don't need any. Oh, look at there's George Springer diving for a ball. Don't get
yeah. Joe, for those who were wondering why we were talking about the hashtag HEB curse is running all over Twitter. It's George Springer got hurt last night too and had to leave.
All right, Q Ball and Mike, we get you in here. We got another one that wants to talk. Somebody else wants to talk. We've been getting a lot of fun.
And I want to bring up a question about where were all the Astros fans and where was the outrage when another domestic abuser was a Houston Astro? And no one seemed to say,
a fan really then.
Yeah.
Well, let's face it, they're in the spotlight now as opposed to then. Yeah,
you might be right.
Time to talk about, you know what? No matter what happens, you're going to have a nice, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. La más refrescante.
I keep
screwing that up. Refresco. It's Coors Light. And you're going to love it. If you're looking for the coldest, cleanest, crispest beer in the world, it's Coors Light. I was preaching on all weekend, brother.
Preach on, brother.
You're damn right I was. I climbed on that train. That train. Loved it. All weekend long, I was on that train. And if you're looking for the train to get on, make sure you're on the right train. The Coors Light train. The Silver
Preach
Bullet
on,
train.
Brother.
Climb on, brother. It's America's number one beer. It's all about America. If you don't love America, don't drink Coors Light. If you love America, drink Coors Light.
This
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names. And if one of those is yours, you try to be the first caller and be the winner of today's prize, with it, which is a $50 gift certificate to St. Bernard, the premier destination for all ski, swim, and designer apparel. With stores located in Houston, Dallas, and Austin, make St. Bernard the place you go before you go on vacation. Unfortunately, we are not the show to do the giveaway. Continue to listen throughout the day. Your next chance to win is at 9:30 with John and Raheel Fidel. Now back to John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-37. We got a full board. A full freaking board right here. Mike is next up on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Mike?
Hey, morning, guys.
How you doing?
I wanted to get in on the Asuna thing, but before I do that, and I wanted to bring up Lance was talking about, I'm one of those guys who I don't care what the athletes do. They're entertainers just like actors to me. They get paid to entertain me. I don't care anything about their politics, but the point about the anthem that he made that I disagree with is those guys are doing it on the field. They're not doing it off the field. It's on the field. Now, to put perspective on the Asuna thing, the way I feel is I know there are certain states out there where if there's a domestic violence call, cops come to the house, they come up to you and they say, hey, look, one of you are going to jail no matter what. So maybe Toronto's like Texas and Florida, and they're doing that. Maybe Osuna married a party girl who Osuna's staying home with the baby, let's say.
Well, you're really painting them in a very positive light right now.
Well, I mean, you never know. The point being,
Major League Baseball did not levy 75 games accidentally. They didn't randomly give him the steepest penalty in the history of baseball for a pending case. Do you think that was just a party girl situation that they gave him 75 games?
Yeah, I don't want to speculate that it was so bad. I don't want to speculate that it was I don't want to speculate. Listen, there's no reason to speculate. We'll find out. We're going to find out about what it's all about. All we know is that he was charged. He is facing charges, he was suspended 75 games by people who know a lot more about it than we do.
But that is a classic case of what people are always worried about. With immediately the thought is, well, it could have been a party girl. It could have been where the victim automatically. Mm-hmm. You got to shine a little light. No one is saying that there aren't situations where yes. There are arrests and things like that. But the thing that separates this, at least for me, and I'm guessing for you too, is that Major League Baseball had some information.
Yep.
Major League Baseball is going up against the Players Association. They're going up against an agent. He was given a 75-game suspension that was not appealed, and I don't recall seeing the Players Association say one thing about it. So I don't think the party girl angle and saying, well, maybe he was... Major League, there are, this was not, it just went from phone call to jail to suspension. There's a lot of time in between for Major League Baseball to take a look at this, for the Players Association to take a look at this, and everyone was on board with this suspension. So, I really think that is,
yeah,
that's probably not the greatest course of action to speculate on the victim.
Right. I just don't want to do that here, if that's okay. Q-Ball is up next here on ESPN 97.5. Q-Ball, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Great show. Hey, first of all, let me just say I don't condone any type of domestic violence. But I have to agree with the caller previously that just called right now about saying, you know what, whatever he does in his personal life, it's really his personal life. Granted, I understand he's in a high-profile job. So then everything's going to be magnified. But, you know, whatever the guy does in his personal life should just be his business. And we all have issues in our relationships. So that's that. And so, but the one thing I can say, you know what? If that guy's married to a Latina, it was probably in self-defense. I'll hang up and listen.
It was probably what?
In self-defense, he said.
Oh.
Lance?
I don't know. I'm not joking about it. That's, I mean, this isn't a topic I'm going to joke about.
Yeah, right.
And here's the other thing is, as long as you're okay with that, make sure that you say you're okay with other crimes too, because he's representing your team.
Wait a minute, but his point too was whatever you do in your personal life, that's your business. So, hey, listen,
in a way, that is condoning, though.
Well, right, but that's not. Let's face it. That's not. That is not America 2018. First of all, you get a DUI, your job is in jeopardy. You have a domestic violence. It doesn't matter what business you're in, your job is in jeopardy. If you're racist and you get videotaped dropping N-bombs in your work truck on a dude, because that's the newest video.
But what if you're a really good plumber and you're doing that?
Your business is going to crap.
Well, I mean, but to say that you don't care, but to say you don't condone it, but you don't care, you are basically condoning.
Well, you're condoning it. Yeah.
Now if Q-Ball had said, if he had said, I don't condone this, but I do believe that once he faces his suspension, he has paid a penalty, and I believe in forgiveness. You know, that's a more consistent opinion to me.
Well, listen, and that's the thing that we're going to have to see. Reading Buster Olney yesterday, there has been no contrition, no admission, no, he hasn't done anything community service-wise, all of these things. I don't know that to be true. This is what Buster Olney is saying about Osuna. He is going to plead not guilty. We know that. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, today he's supposed to be.
Do you know he's down with El Chapo?
He probably won't be there. He is down with El Chapo.
We do know that.
We do know that. He's an El Chapo fan.
Where he's like, hey, people are buying his drugs. It's not. He actually said, hey, it's the people buying his drugs. You know, like if I were doing something that was working, I wouldn't stop either.
It's not on him. Those people are giving him the money.
I'm not going to stop throwing my fastball when it's working.
Those people are the ones. They're giving him the money.
Guy, they keep swinging and missing. I'm going to keep throwing it. They keep buying the drugs. He's going to keep selling them.
He's like, I don't blame him. Who's buying them? Is exactly what he said. Blame him. Who's buying them? The people keep buying them. If it's working, why would you stop doing what's working? That was his quote.
Man, thinking about Osuna.
I'm like, just don't say that out loud, bro.
He's like the least likely guy to become an Astro. If I could pick one guy in the league.
Well, what's an Astro, though?
Well,
you sure it's not like what is?
Well,
an Astro?
What we thought an Astro was,
yeah,
good guy, likable,
okay, yeah,
all those
I would say
things,
that, right?
Fun.
Well, you know why they're doing it? Because they've got something to cash in with, and I think analytics guys are a little colder, and they just, and I think that's worth noting. The sabermetric analytic guys, some of them are going to say, you know what, this guy can help us win,
and that's why
we'll give him a second. Daryl Morey. We'll take all kinds of chances.
That's why Daryl Morey is looking at J.R. Smith.
Yep. All right, 743 ESPN 97.5.
Are we going to get this much older? I thought we did this with Eddie Johnson and these old-ass guys, Rick Brunson. Are we doing this old Rocket thing again?
That's Zach Lowe reporting. They looked at trying to acquire in a trade.
J.R. Smith can't even shoot anymore. Why are they trying to get every two-guard in America?
All right. Let's go. What about playing? Forget that.
All right.
Today is Pot Limit Omaha Tournament Day. Where are you going to find me?
Prime Social. I guarantee I'll find you there. I went and played in a tournament last week, and I got some kings cracked, and that'll happen sometime by a 9-7. I didn't see a 9-7 beating my kings, but, you know, that happens. Like, you got to get a little more aggressive after the flop so that they don't want to see a turn. And so that's kind of on me. That was kind of on me. But I will say that my good friends over at Prime Social, Brent, Steve, and Dean, and really all the great dealers, we all recognize the dealers as well, the wait staff, terrific people. You have a lot of fun. The place is becoming more and more popular every single month. There are more and more people there. It's not unusual now to see 10 tables, 11 tables being taken up with tournaments and cash games. Get in there and find your action. Starting on Thursday, they're open 24 hours from Thursday to Sunday. But tonight, you know, they're open until 4 a.m. as well. So you get late night games, cash games, tournaments every day at 12. Wednesday's your Pot Limit Omaha tournament. So you can go in there. John's cashed a couple times in that tournament and cashed nicely as well. I've cashed three times in No Limit Hold'em tournaments. You can do the same thing. We have listeners who win in tournaments or who get to the final table and end up chopping up a nice fee all the time. It's fun. The food's great. Drinks are right there waiting for you. I saw guys that you would have loved this, John. These four guys in this tournament were doing like McAllen shots at the table during the tournament. And I'm like, I want you guys at my table because I'm going to buy you guys around so you keep getting a little loose with the chips. Eventually, those guys did go out, by the way. The guys doing the shots at the table will go out. But it was a fun atmosphere, and you can have that. There's nothing wrong with it. Take your whiskey shots if you want. I got no problem with it. You can do it at Prime Social. 7801 Westheimer, between Fondren and Voss. It's PrimeSocialTX.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 7:48 ESPN 97.5. More calls, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So far, they've been questionable. Phone calls, questionable, I would say, at best. Joe is next. Hopefully, he can clean it up. What do you say, Joe?
First of all, I want to say I love the show. Y'all entertain me at work.
Thanks, man. We appreciate that. Thanks,
man. All right, but John, I gotta tell you something. I don't want you to be at the parade with a Coors Light when Osuma, whatever his name is, when he shuts down the Dodgers in the ninth inning and the World Series.
Why? I'm still going to root for the team. I'm still rooting for the Tampa. That's my favorite team.
He wouldn't feel as good.
I don't feel as good about it. I don't feel as good. I find it hard to root for guys that do stuff like this. That's all, Joe. I mean,
No. I understand that too. But it seems like everybody's turning on the Astros. Like when they're in the World Series, there's going to be a million people downtown.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
That's true. And I'll be down there, and I'm an Astro fan, and I said I'm going to stick with my team, but it doesn't mean I have to like it.
Not everybody draws these lines. It seems like everyone has to be, all right, you are way on this side or way on that side. Right. The reality is most issues really deserve to have some layers and you know,
yeah,
to them.
I wish they wouldn't have made this move, Joe. I mean, I wish they hadn't have gotten rid of Jamie DeMartinez, too. I wish they hadn't have taken Mark Appel and they took Chris Bryant instead. I wish a lot of things for my team. I wish they hadn't signed or traded for Roberto Osuna. I wish that. Sorry. But they're still my team. It's still my favorite team here. There's no question about that. Last year's team was maybe my favorite team of any team I've ever rooted for. Let's get Paul in here. Hey, Paul.
Hey, and I'm going to save the cheap joke about the Astros needing to trade for a hitter, but they already just got one. But they actually do need a real hitter. This lineup is not as long as we think it is with guys like Marwin are in a career slump. And if Tucker really is your starting left fielder now, I mean, we don't know, you know, what we're going to get out of him. I really think they missed an opportunity at the deadline to pick up a corner outfielder or a backup first baseman with power. Presumably there were some of them on the market. Obviously, I don't know what the asking price was. But I think they missed an opportunity there because if one of their big four hitters is down for the playoffs, and right now three of the four are hurt. I mean, not obviously you think they're all going to be back, but, you know, you never know. I think it's a gamble that the Astros are taking that really they shouldn't have. I mean, this window is not as long as you think it is. And if they'd have picked up a legit major league hitter, corner outfielder, 800 OPS type guy at the deadline, that would have given them a good insurance policy. And right now, I don't know how you're going to get one.
I mean.
They were looking for a left fielder. Because Tony Kemp.
But they don't. No, you know, I don't think they. Here's the thing. I question how much. I think they would have liked the left fielder, but after the Osuna deal, I don't think they're making any more deals. Jeff Leno doesn't want to part with any prospects.
No.
Like, ever, under any circumstances, apparently. But you do have Kemp. You got Tucker, who you don't, you know, you assume Tucker's going to end up being a pretty good player, but he's just clearly not ready right now. I could see trying to add another player. I can tell you who's not afraid to add players. Yankees, Indians, Red Sox, Dodgers. They are firing players left and right, firing them in there into their own roster. And like, let's get guys. Jeff Leno is clearly never going to be a guy who just says, let's just keep adding guys to our roster and see what happens. He just loves his prospects too much. And Paulino is a PED guy. They traded a self-abuser in Ken Giles, a PED guy in Paulino, and then a legitimate prospect. And by the way, Paulino's been with the organization and had some shots.
No, too. Paulino is
that was a throw-in.
He's another guy that probably had to leave the organization. Perez, though, Hector Perez is a real possibility of being a pitcher.
It would have been nice.
But listen, if Osuna didn't have all of these issues, do you think you'd give up Giles, Paulino, and Perez for him? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been the dumbest trade Toronto ever made if it wasn't for the domestic violence. We can't even talk about it. And oh, by the way, they might have even been able to get him for a lot less. That was the assumption by Buster Olney or Jeff Passan. I forget which one of them. They said, you know, the Jays were going to cut him, and yet the Astros, for some reason, gave up all this. Look, that trade could go down in history as one of the great trades ever. Or would, if it wasn't for Osuna's problems, if it wasn't for the domestic violence. Because baseball-wise, it's a slaughter. It's a bloodbath on who got the best end of the deal. Let's get Tom in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Great to hear y'all together again. You know, I'm pretty disappointed in the Astros. I feel like, you know, the only time really that I can recall off the top of my head where a Houston team has gone out and got a guy with this kind of character background was when the Rockets got Ron Artest. And to me, the Rockets were a lot further off of the championship, which is a more reasonable gamble than the defending champs. But what I will say is this, you know, I'm going to kind of slightly withhold judgment until I hear his side of the story. But I will say this, if I was the Astros, I would pair him up right now with Craig Biggio, because a lot of people don't remember when Biggio and Caminiti were rookies, they both got popped the same day with DWI. And obviously, one of those players, Biggio, you know, really turned it around and the other didn't. And I would try to get him with him and let this Osuna guy, you know, prove that this was an aberration or not who he wants to be.
I like the concept. I probably wouldn't be. I don't think I'm pairing a 50-something guy up with a 23-year-old. I don't think culturally there's going to be anything in common. I think you got to go find a guy in the locker room who is you know, more like Jose Altuve, who's currently on the real team, who is a teammate, who's a Latin American player. A guy like Jose Altuve is a pretty good guy to pair up with as well. You know, I'm just going to say Justin Verlander. I don't know if Verlander's a guy or not. It could be anybody. You just want a positive influence. You know, my wife had a big problem with that whole concept, too, about, oh, so the Astros are supposed to, because they're good guys, they take on a guy who's not a good guy, and they're going to fix him. I said, I don't think it's about fixing him, but when you have people who are either immature or who have made mistakes. Like, if he's a card-carrying bad guy, he's a bad guy. And something's going to show up, and you're going to see that he's a bad guy.
But I don't think that's the case.
If it's not the case.
Because I'm hearing, and you don't have to stand up for him, especially after he's left. But the Blue Jays, first of all, did you know that right after he got the arrest, they were having a Roberto Osuna T-shirt night? Mm-hmm. And, because the fans loved him. Now, yesterday, his lawyer said, it's about 50-50 here. Half of them wanted him gone, and half wanted him back because he's so good. But that's damning for a guy who was as popular as he was. But, John Gibbons says, loved coaching the guy, great kid, great locker room, great teammate, just love him. So that's something that maybe the Astros looked at and said, maybe this is the aberration. The only problem is it's a huge, huge, huge aberration. It's a real, This is really something that they're going to have to overcome. That's bigger than
telling you right now
than being a locker room cancer.
It's all there with Tyreek Hill. It's all been laid out recently. Score touchdowns, and in this case, get saves. I'm sorry. You guys can get mad that I'm saying this if you want, but it's the truth. We've got it. We know how it works. We see it in everything. If this guy does his job well, people are not. You know how many people? It's going to go to about 15% of the people, 10% of the people will be the vocal majority, and everyone's going to be on their timeline. They're going to be talking about what's their mantra this year? What's their hashtag?
Never settle.
Yeah, never settle. It's just going to be all never settle, never settle.
It'll just turn into Astro fan fighting off every other baseball fan who has decided to take their shots. Oh, look what you. Oh, you won a World Series, but you did it with that guy. Astro fan, at least
does
some of them.
Does he not deserve a second chance?
Shut up!
Does he not? Has he not paid
jealous
his dues?
Haters! Yeah. That's what it'll turn into.
Well, but if it doesn't work out, if it doesn't work out.
Now, if he doesn't
now
do
Jeff
well,
Luhnow
yes.
is.
Yes.
Jeff Luhnow is very well facing. You destroyed the chemistry of a team that was beloved. So you're facing that. Yeah, fair or not.
Is that too
fair
strong?
Or not?
Is that too strong to say that there is an outside chance that this could be the end of the childlike fun with the Astros? That this is the moment where all the fun, little like you said, last year felt like being a kid again.
Yeah,
it really did. Is there a chance that this is the move where all the kid stuff ends and soon enough there's contract stuff and then. Is there going to be an internal squabble at any point where you hear about there's a beef between two players on the team? We saw with the A's. Remember the Mulder and Barry Zito, and there was a fun A's team. They used to hang out in hot tubs and party, and it was a party A's, and all of a sudden they had internal issues. Yeah. And you don't want something like this to be the catalyst for this fun little thing going south quickly.
That's it. And it is a possibility.
Or all your players being hurt at the same time.
Let's talk right now about Renner's Warehouse and the greatness that is Rich Drake and his people over there. And I love those. We got to get together for some drinks with those guys again because they're awesome. Maybe they'll come up here tomorrow for our listener appreciation party. They could do that. That's, by the way, that's tomorrow night right here at ESPN 97.5. But at Renter's Warehouse, what they're doing is this is the Renter's Warehouse studio. This is we love Renter's Warehouse. We love the entire whoever thought of this, let's take houses and people don't want to live there anymore, yet they can't sell them, or it's hard to sell, or it's a bad market to sell, or they're not getting their price for them, or they got water damage and you certainly can't get your price for that. Mm-hmm. You fix it back up and let's rent it and you get to keep that asset. This is a wonderful idea.
Well, you know, here's the thing that I do know for sure is that Renter's Warehouse will tell you what your house should rent for. They market your property. They take care of your property. They collect your rent. They find your renters. They warranty your renters. I mean, all of this is just for the one low monthly fee. So for one low monthly fee, they literally do everything that might be something that you think you have to do. You don't. They do everything. So wouldn't you love to pay a fee and say, I'm going to pay you guys so that you make more money come into my bank account and I don't have to mess with anything? That's what you want to do in life. The fewer the hassles, the better for me. I'm sure the same is true with you guys. Find out what your house will rent for today. 713-224-RENT.